to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are taking a look at the alligator horror disaster Florida movie, Crawl. This movie is directed by Alexandra Aja, written by Michael and Sean Ramusen, and of course produced by Sam Raimi from The Evil Dead. It is a pretty fun, wild ride. It's not really the B movie that you're expecting. I mean, it definitely has some aspects of, you know, that kind of a B movie, alligator movie thing. But it's actually just a pretty straightforward suspense film with a whole bunch of freaking crazy alligators. And it's something I really enjoyed. So with me today to talk about it is Luella Chavez from the Vegas Underground podcast. She was on the show last year once, and I'm glad to have her back. Before we get into that conversation, I want to remind you all to please make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. And you could also follow us on social media at Piecing Pod and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. So without any further ado, let's jump into this conversation about Crawl, which is still out in theaters and you should go see it. All right, so we've got Luella back with us to talk about Crawl today. Luella, how you doing?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
Great. I'm watching a whole bunch of movies and doing a whole bunch of podcast episodes and busy as ever, but I was super, super excited to see this one because with Sam Raimi producing and, you know, I'm always hoping for good monster-ish movies. So, you know, did you have fun watching this one?
I did.
fun is a relative term, I'm guessing here.
it was actually so realistic to the point where it bordered on at times frustrating and
I could see that. I could totally see that. You know, I'll say right at the top of the show, I was going to save this for later, but just to go to that point, I don't know that I'd want to survive this situation.
Right?
Necessarily. I'd be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm finished. Just take me. I'm done. I've had enough.
You know what? I have to say, like, before we even talk about Crawl, the previews were really good, and I went in with this piecing it together mindset. So the first preview for me was The Hunt, and it totally reminded me of this episode of Black Mirror called White Bear.
Okay. Well, do you want to make that your first puzzle piece?
No, that was for the preview.
That was just a preview puzzle piece. Okay, cool. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Right on. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I've only seen a couple episodes of Black Mirror so far. I mean, I just never have time for TV, which I should, but, you know.
It's super hit and miss.
Yeah.
Super hit and miss. Because it's like a like Twilight Zone, like in the future. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Enough about that.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, what do you have for your first puzzle piece for Crawl?
Okay, well, the movie opens with a swim scene, which I think is pretty common in any movie where there's a swimmer. But I don't have a specific movie. I couldn't think of like one in particular. It just seemed like every time there's a swimmer, this is like the opening scene, the opening shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, diving, yeah, racing, all that.
You do see that a lot. They do like to set up swimmer-based movies with a swimming scene and going under the water and like that kind of mystical score and the opening credits over like the shots of diving and all that kind of stuff. You will see that pretty often. It's true.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, no specific movie in particular, but swim movies.
Got gotcha. Maybe we'll go back to Swim Fan. Did they do that in that one?
Yeah, kind of one was one that popped in my head, but I was like, it's been so long since I've seen that, so I have no idea. I don't even remember.
sure. Well, all right, cool. I will. I'll go to my first, you know, kind of obvious puzzle piece, which is the 1999 giant crocodile monster movie Lake Placid. Which I haven't seen in a long time, but I mean, at the time I was 19 and the idea of a giant crocodile killing and eating people was just the best. And I was so excited for it. I haven't seen it in a long time, but you know, obviously that is, as far as I'm concerned, like my most memorable crocodile alligator type movie. And I still cannot get them straight, crocodiles and alligators. So I'm sorry to any.
I meant to do some light research on that in preparation for this conversation, so I didn't sound like totally ignorant. But
yeah. Yeah, so no reptile experts on this episode of Piecing It Together, but
absolutely not.
Yeah, we'll do our best here, and watch they end up not being reptiles and they're amphibians, and we're just totally
off right?
These. But yeah, we're doing our best here, people. We're doing our best, but yeah, no, Lake Placid, really fun, you know, just over the top crazy monster movie with a that kind of a creature, and you know, there's obviously plenty of movies with killer alligators and crocodiles, but that is the one that I always go back to, and it's what I thought of at first when I first started looking at Crawl.
Makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So my next movie would be The Shallows. There were a lot of scenes. Because she's alone for the setup of the movie. Mm-hmm. And then even when she first gets bit, it's like then she has to like make a tourniquet and stuff. And it's similar to like what happens to her in The Shallows.
Sure.
I thought this movie would be very similar to those types of shark movies. But like I had told you prior to this, I haven't seen a lot of those kinds of movies. Mm-hmm. But I definitely saw The Shallows, and that was really good, too.
The Shallows, that was with Blake Lively, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think I ever actually saw that. I know I heard really good things about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually... I liked it better than this movie.
Okay. Wait, was it... was it also like a whole survival story kind of thing?
Yeah. So it's very similar.
Gotcha.
Well, and the whole isolated thing too, The Shallows. So she's like by herself, and for the most part in the movie, the main character is by herself, and then of course she finds her dad in that crawl space, but.
Sure. Yeah, this is like a very like single character movie for the most part, and then you know just the two of them for the rest of it. I mean, there's very few other you know actors in this, which she does a great job of carrying this movie. I mean, I can't speak to the puzzle piece of Blake Lively how she did in that movie. I mean, I think she you know she's a great actress and all, but this girl what's her name again?
I don't know.
Kaya Scodelario. I wrote it down. I'd never seen her in anything else before.
Neither have I.
Yeah, she's really good, though. I mean, she really carries this thing. And she, you know, you were saying at the beginning about, you know, about how realistic and how, you know, how that's off-putting a little to how realistic it is. I think that that you know is a big part of the reason for that is because of how. Just grounded and real she seems like a real person like so much
right and she wasn't like you know like Blake Lively like she's like gorgeous this other actress they definitely had her very natural look she was
sure.
Just you know so
yeah for sure all right I'm gonna go to my next puzzle piece and so I'll just say ahead of time for anybody who is a Sam Raimi fan listening, my next two are both going to involve Sam Raimi. The first one is, of course, his film The Evil Dead, which I talk about Evil Dead on this show a lot, obviously. But you know, this movie wasn't directed or written by him, just produced. But the whole cellar scene in the crawl space, entering in through those steps into that creepy cellar and then like, you know, walking through and all the pipes and it just totally reminded me of the classic cellar in The Evil Dead. It seemed like a total homage to it.
Okay. I have seen The Evil Dead, but I don't remember it. It was so long ago when I saw it, and I wasn't one of the like fans, like cult followers of it. So
sure.
I'll have to apologize on that one.
Well, you're gonna have to go back and watch them at some point.
Well, okay. So, but you brought that up, and I didn't write it in my notes, but I meant to. But the whole crawl space thing is so like John Wayne Gacy to me.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's creepy as shit.
Why?
Well, it's so creepy.
It really is. And then the other question I have is, what is the square footage on this crawl space? Because it seems like a huge maze.
Yeah, those things, like, I mean, it's almost like they designed them just so that if something creepy ever happens, it'll be extra creepy. right? Like, it's not about making a good house foundation. It's about making sure that shit gets creepy one day if you get stuck down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, really? It's like, I don't know. Okay. like I said, I forgot to write that as a puzzle piece. But anyways, we'll just move on and I'll have an actual movie for the next part.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you saw this documentary, but it was called The Cove.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah. So it reminds the part when the dad starts using the brick and hitting the pipes and trying to like scare the alligators. That's kind of what they do when they're corralling all these dolphins in this documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the saddest documentary.
Oh, ever. Yeah.
Like, if you saw Blackfish and you were upset by that, do not watch The Cove.
No, that's that is a tough one for sure, The Cove. And really, really well done movie, though. And I could totally see that, too. I mean, that the way that he did that, and it was interesting. I mean, a lot of my puzzle pieces are going to have to do with like just like the survival and all that kind of stuff, and the way that he was doing that was it was a really cool touch.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. When we left the movie, I turned to my husband and my son, and I'm like, okay, so what are you going to bring to the table when shit goes down? Like, what are you going to bring to the table? My son's like an excellent swimmer, so he has the swim thing, and like, what are we going to do? Like, I don't know that I have any survivalist skills.
I'm sure you'll figure something out. I mean, maybe you'll podcast about it or something, and then people could come find you afterwards or something.
I don't know. I know, right? No, please. You were like challenging me, asking me questions about my setup recording, so, and I couldn't even answer.
Well, I'm sure we'll make something work. Well, I'll go with my next puzzle piece. Again, like I said, another Sam Raimi film, this one produced by Sam Raimi, and that is Don't Breathe, which is another movie that takes like a straight up horror premise, but really focuses it more on the suspense and just like a really crazy build where things are like a real slow burn right up until the end when shit goes just absolutely, you know, nuts for the rest of the movie. And in this movie, it's very much a slow burn until, you know, things really go crazy and, you know, the water's coming in really fast and then there's like more and more alligators swimming in and it just gets completely out of control. And that's kind of how Don't Breathe's build up was, where like the whole slow burn until all of a sudden there's Rottweilers and the guy's out hunting them down and everything. And I mean, just going completely, completely crazy.
I could see that. The kind of like the pacing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing too, and this reminded me of The Shallows as well, but it also reminds me of a lot of other movies. I'm just wondering in the future how things like FaceTime in movies are going to like age.
Mm.
Like, how are we going to look back on that? Because, you know, you watch an old movie now, like an 80s movie, and they're talking about like VHS or like, you know, how am I going to get a hold of this person? Or like, I'm just wondering how that's going to look in the future to us. I'm so curious about that.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. And I found it interesting that she FaceTimes while getting changed after swim practice, which I don't know, maybe girls do that.
I was surprised too. I was surprised my husband didn't like go, that's weird. Like, like, I was kind of surprised by that too, but I was thinking the angle, she probably wasn't going to see like anything, I guess. I don't
know. There's a sign at my gym that says no FaceTime at the gym and respect people's privacy.
And
she's in the locker room. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, that is kind of interesting. I didn't even think about the people behind her, but nobody was like topless or fully unclothed in the back, because I paid attention to that too.
You were keeping a firm eye on all that just in case.
Yeah, I don't know what I was looking for. I'm obviously a pervert too.
So I'm gonna go to my next puzzle piece. Oh wait, no, that was yours, huh? Or that was mine. Don't Breathe. So what is your next puzzle piece?
So again, it's no one specific movie, but I think that the only thing that was kind of cheesy to me were some of the like coaching moments from the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And not when he was, not even in her recollection from her childhood, but like when he's like that, those, we're gonna get those lizards. But like there were just some moments and I was like how could have that line been written a little better?
I think the line you're looking for is those pea brain lizards.
Yeah,
is that what
something
he said?
Like that. Something like that. Like,
so would you describe the puzzle piece then as like a quippy coach? Is that
yeah. Like something like to that effect. I don't know. It's just like it just kind of stuck out because, like I said, there were so many other elements to the movie that were so realistic. Like they really made this, like, bring it home. Like they really made it to where you could relate.
Sure.
Even though I've never been to Florida, I've never been in a hurricane, and I've, you know, never even seen an alligator in real life, I don't think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's definitely something like I don't know. I thought it was very realistic. Like I said, like at times, a little frustrating.
Yeah, you know, and that's actually what I liked most about the movie is just how realistic it felt. I mean, it, like, even aside from the alligators, which are the best thing about the movie, I mean, just the feeling of being trapped during one of those hurricanes, I mean, they really kind of, you know, really paint a full picture of just how claustrophobic and just scary and just inescapable that kind of situation would be.
Right. No, totally.
Wild. And that's actually a good setup for my next puzzle piece then, which was going to be just disaster movies in general. I was going to point as examples to The Day After Tomorrow and San Andreas. But again, just like the visceral feel of just the damage that hurricane is doing and just like just how freaking scary it is. Like even forgetting the alligators, just all that water coming in and just the storm and just how just... Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's really well done for a movie that is, I mean, I don't have the budget or anything in front of me, but I mean, I imagine it's not that high a budget of a movie and it looks great. It looks really good how they've made all that storm sequences, how they made them look.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So
it's scary.
It is scary. So my next piece was piggybacking kind of on what you're just saying, The Impossible with Naomi Watts and McGregor, because the whole water thing and how like people had to like perch on a tree and how they had to keep going up and up and tried to make it to the roof of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
There were a lot of elements of the, like I said, the water, the trying to get above it as much as they could. And also just the fact that they're walking around and trying to survive all of this with like these huge bites from the alligators biting them on the legs and her shoulder and like,
oh yeah,
all that crazy shit. So, that would have been my next movie.
Yeah. That movie is, that movie paints a seriously difficult picture. I mean, it looks insane. And it's funny, I said in the beginning of this conversation about how I don't know that I'd want to even survive this situation. I just saw in my Facebook memories the other day from back when I first saw The Impossible. This actually like just popped up the other day.
Oh,
I said that I don't think I would survive the opening plane ride. Like, forget about the rest of any of it. That movie is tough.
It's so scary. Well, and that was a true story. But
yeah,
and that's what makes you really think about it. And if you like really let yourself like immerse yourself in this world, it's crazy to think that this could all really happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. And it's a world I'm not familiar with because, like I said, I've never been to anywhere where there are hurricanes. I've never had any experience in this. Like, so I can't relate in that way, but just knowing that it's out there is a scary thought.
I love the visual that you, you know, you haven't been to Florida, haven't been in a hurricane, don't know any of these survival techniques and like, and just thrusting you into this situation and just watching that movie. Somebody who has no clue what to do.
Okay.
Doesn't know how to tourniquet their leg or whatever the hell it's called.
I am not even joking. Like there are probably a vast array of situations you could throw me into, and I would have no idea about any of it because I'm not, I haven't traveled a lot in my life. I haven't like done a lot of things. So yeah, you could make a lot of movies about me just being, it would be like The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Actually, that would be pretty good. The Simple Life set in a hurricane. That would be a good movie. All right. Well, I'm going to go with my next puzzle piece, which actually is my last one? Oh, no, I have two more. Okay. So yeah, my next one, just to continue with that kind of theme we're just talking about there with all the survival stuff, is the Danny Boyle movie starring James Franco, uh-huh. 127
Hours. I thought the same thing. I actually thought the exact same thing. I didn't put it on my list because I was like, I'll just keep it to the shallows. But yeah. I have the same thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just, I mean, it just combines that, like, that extreme survival situation with, like, just horrifying body horror of watching their freaking legs and their alligator bites and all that stuff. And I mean, they get really fucked up in this movie. I was a little surprised by that. I didn't think that they would get so viciously attacked, and like, you know, I figured they'd be able to narrowly escape everything, but no, they're getting like bit left and right and thrown around and bashed around, and like, it's kind of a miracle that they can move at all in the movie. But of course, that's a little bit of suspension of disbelief you gotta go into the movie for. But but 127 Hours is like a really, really difficult to watch survival movie, and it kind of brings in a lot of shades of that.
No, I totally agree with that. The isolation portion, the seeing of like, even like when the dad's like resetting his leg and trying to like, like all that stuff. And that same thing in all these other movies that I had mentioned too, like in The Shallows, she ends up getting bit by a shark too. And she's like using her earrings to like sew her skin back together. And in Impossible as well, like when there's a scene where like, I think part of like her skin flops off and you can like see her organs, and she's just like kind of like, or like, again, just this whole survivalist theme and in that mode and that mindset, and like she just has to keep going, like there's no choice.
Yeah, and that's actually, yeah, I mean, the way that she, again, I was talking about how great she is in this role, the main star, she really, really kind of embodies that, like just completely not going to give up no matter what. I mean, after getting bitten by freaking alligators and still just going and going. And I mean, she really, really sells it, you know?
No, she does. She was, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep an eye out on her for the future and other movies for sure.
Absolutely. So what do you got next?
I don't think I have any other puzzle pieces. I think there was one other thing, though, that I kind of, even in this conversation, but I can't remember. I'm terrible. Yeah. I should have written it down. But
I'll do my last one, and then if you think of it. But So I just have this one last one, and that is, this movie uses a particular trope from Jurassic Park. From the original Jurassic Park, of the dinosaurs not being able to see you. Oh, no, not that. I was going to say that they can't see you if you stand still, which is probably pure bullshit. But the alligators can't see you if you're not splashing while walking across that, walking across the flooded street, because they're hidden by the rain, which is then, of course, subverted with the eye of the storm coming out, and it's no more rain to cover them. But I just thought that was so funny that they took that classic little bit of monster movie, monsters not being able to see you if you stand still thing, which is great.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the little eggs.
Yeah, that too, though. I actually, that's one thing I really wish they focused more on, those eggs, because I could have seen either like a whole, like a swarm of little baby alligators going for or something. Like,
I really thought it was going to take a turn for sure. I thought there was going to be more about that. And then they show the one little baby hatching, but yeah, I totally thought something bigger was gonna happen with those things.
I guess they'll be in the sequel most likely.
I know, right? Well, and I'm so glad they ended it where they ended it, and I didn't have to see the dad at one of her swim meets with no leg. No arm.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be in the sequel, just so you know.
No, right? It's going to be the opening scene. He's going to be in a wheelchair, can't even wheel himself because he only has one arm.
So I will do the finished puzzle and we'll get into any of our closing thoughts about Crawl. Finished puzzle includes swimming movies that open with the swimming scene, because that does happen a lot. Also Lake Placid, The Shallows, The Evil Dead, The Cove, Don't Breathe, Coach Dads with quippy dad jokes, disaster movies like San Andreas and The Day After Tomorrow, The Impossible, 127 Hours, and Jurassic Park. So, did you have any other thoughts about Crawl? All right, I'm ready. What do you got?
I have a big one. This was my biggest problem with the movie.
Okay.
If you were talking to somebody and they kept talking about their dog named Sugar, what color do you think the dog would be? This is like my biggest problem with the whole movie.
Probably like rainbow color or something like that. Is that right? Is that what you're going for?
I don't know, but I wouldn't think that a black dog was named Sugar.
Yeah, I absolutely see where you're going with that. That is really funny. I had not thought about that.
It was distracting to me the entire time. The entire time.
That is a very random thing. I had not thought of that at all, and that's hilarious.
Well, when I said that, after we got out of the movie, my husband was like, I don't associate Sugar with a color.
Yeah, no, Sugar is a white product.
Either white, or even if it was like
caramel
color. Yeah, like raw sugar.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. I guess that's just me, obviously. I was the only one with that takeaway.
It should be said that Sugar is a very good dog, though, and
really
handles himself well, given the situation. I don't know that my dogs would have handled themselves as well as Sugar does.
I know, right? My dogs would be dead.
They'd be long gone.
We try to bring my I have a black dog too, and her name is not Sugar. When we put her in the water, she's not having it. She'll drown.
None of that. You know, I was trying to think another puzzle piece that, like, I just couldn't think of a, like, a really good example, but like just like a father-daughter survival movie. I don't know. I just couldn't really think of one, though, so I just figured I'd mention it in the closing thoughts. And then the only other thing, we were kind of joking a little bit before about the sequel and, you know, the father not having a leg or arm now. But this being a Sam Raimi production, just like Evil Dead 2, we could come back to the sequel and he could have, like, a chainsaw arm or something and go hunting for more alligators. I would absolutely love to see that. As long as it doesn't open with that corny swimming scene. So.
And then coaching. You got this.
You got this. You could do it. You could do it. You're an apex predator, baby.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. He only has one arm to fist pump in the air.
So any other thoughts before we close this thing up?
Oh, my God. If you have any amputee listeners, they're just going to hate me right now because I can't stop.
Well, what we've been doing lately, Luella, is having our guest recommend another movie that they've recently seen. I don't think we were doing that last time you were on the show. So you have something else? Yeah, something else you've seen recently that you'd like to recommend?
Yes. It's on Redbox already, but it's called Instant Family. I don't know if you watched that one. I know you didn't cover it.
I didn't, with Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yes, and Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne, that's her name. Yeah, no, I didn't see it. I heard actually it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm always surprised when I find a comedy that can make me laugh now. Like, maybe it's just because I've just lowered my expectations so much at this point because I've been so disappointed and it just seems like it's so hard to do. But this one was pretty good. It got me.
Right on. Awesome. Maybe I will check that out. Yeah, there has been not a lot of great comedies lately, but Long Shot was good. So at least we got one this year. But
Long Shot?
Okay. Yeah, with Seth Rogen and
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely worth checking out. And I will have to check out Instant Family because, yeah, there's not a lot of good comedies lately.
Yeah, I think the last one I saw that I really enjoyed was Game Night.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was absolutely one of the better recent ones.
For sure. Yeah. That was
right on.
Pretty hilarious. Okay.
Well. So, Lil, where can people find your podcast that's back up and running now?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I had a meeting about my podcast. I met somebody that was... had a lot of questions and they're like, so what platforms are you on? And I was like, I don't know, let me log into Libsyn and I'll show you. And then they're like, are you on iHeartRadio? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I start doing some deep diving and they're like, no, you're not. They put it in the search bar and it's not there. And so I submitted to iHeartRadio to try to get my show on there, and it's still not coming up. I haven't gotten an email, nothing. I haven't heard anything back from them. But I know I'm on iTunes. I know I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on the Libsyn website.
So those people that are stuck in a hurricane right now and are looking for tips on how to survive it, they're not even going to know how to find you.
No, I mean, they're not. Gonna... I mean, but you can find me on social media. I always
there
put
you
links.
Go. I'm there always you go. That
on,
works.
I'm on everything. Yeah. So I'm at Luella Chavez on Twitter. I'm at Luella.Chavez on Instagram. And I have a Facebook page, too. So, and it's all
beautiful.
My name. It's pretty easy to find.
And I'll do a little digging and put the links in the show notes. So.
Awesome. You. Thank you. That's your Christian service.
Yes. There you go. All right. Thanks as always for being here, Luella. And we'll have you on again sometime for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
Picture it. A woman hates Christmas. After she loses her corporate job, she's forced to go back to the small town where she came from, where she helps her parents save their failing Christmas tree business. While she's there, she runs into her ex-boyfriend, who she dumped a decade ago to move to the big city, and they fall in love, and she learns the meaning of Christmas. Yes, another Hallmark movie. A Lifetime of Hallmark, where three guys talk about movies on the Hallmark and Lifetime channel and try to make sense of them. Find us anywhere where you can download podcasts.
All right, so that does it for this conversation about Crawl. If you haven't seen it yet, you should take a break from your San Diego Comic-Con news, which of course is happening right now, and go see it, because it's definitely a movie worth seeing. They did a really great job on this one, and definitely, I hope more people go see it. So that does it for today. We have a whole lot more Piecing It Together coming up for you guys. We just recorded like 3 or 4 back-to-back episodes like in the last week. And we got a couple more recording sessions coming up. So we got a lot more episodes coming your way. And honestly, the reaction lately has just been insane. The amount that the show's been getting downloaded, the reviews we're getting on Apple Podcasts, which by the way, if you haven't yet, we'd love to hear what you think of the show. So go rate and review us. And if you like the show, leave us 5 stars because that would rule. But yeah, no, the reaction and the new subscribers, new listeners, I mean, it's just fantastic. Thank you so much for being out there listening. We love doing it. And I've got a whole bunch of new guests coming up. So we got a lot of great stuff coming your way. So that does it for today. Let's close it up with a piece of my music, as we always do. I think this is a good one that'll fit a movie like Crawl. This is a track from my album, An Unseen Sky, and it's called Dead Battery. And it's got a little bit of a creepy tone to it. But enjoy it. And we'll be back with more Piecing It Together coming real soon.
and all points west.